Save big money on everything at Menards. Take control of your outdoor space with Roundup, Weed, and Grass Killer. The Pump and Go container is ready and easy to use. With the Pump and Go sprayer, you don't need to mix your own liquid, and you get up to 10 minutes of continuous spray. Save big on Roundup, Weed, and Grass Killer. Plus, check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G,
yo. And George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Gallant and George. This fine radio program. Thought I was about to burp. Sorry about that. That's why I said exactly what the voice guy just said. There he is.
I think that was just the Mattress Mac free furniture commercial because he was wearing Astros gear.
Smart.
There
Gotta
it is.
Got to get in. Got to get in right before the game, you know? Anyway, guys, the Astros are AL West champions for the seventh time in the last 8 years and hopefully are on their way to first and eighth straight American League championship, my God, this is bad. Championship appearance. I don't think I'm that bad. I just think
what's happening is that you just happen to be stumbling over your words, and then you're starting to have a little mental warfare
Definitely.
Going on.
It's there's self-doubt.
there's some Paul Gallant self-doubt going on.
This is 100% more about the fact that I stayed up, and I'm not kidding, until 5:30. No, not hanging out, having fun.
So what's
after
the
Astros
time,
won the ALDS. What's the wake-up time? Yeah. I woke up at 7:15,
okay,
and I pressed the snooze button, and I woke up at what I thought was 8:45, and it actually was 9:45 because I did something to my clock, and I also turned off my phone without actually having known it.
It's funny. I'm like almost the exact opposite. We had soccer practice last night. I was
soccer practice at night for these 3-year-olds.
Yeah, we play at 6. We practice at 6.
Wow, that's late.
You know, parents got to get off work and stuff like
that's
that.
That's fair, fair.
And then we went home. We're just like chilling. I was putting the little guy to bed. I think like 8:30.
JG Jr.
I fell asleep.
Nice.
I woke up at 4 in the morning. So I woke up while you were still playing video games and was like, what time is it? And I was just like sleeping next to him. And I'm like, I guess I'm going back to bed. So I went back to bed and slept for another like 3 hours. So I'm walking like 11 hours of sleep right now. I feel great.
Kikuchi mode.
Yeah.
I like that. There's nothing wrong with falling asleep while sitting or while.
Well, maybe at a bar. You know, it's not great.
No, that's not great. That's not great.
But that's the Everclear's fault.
That was the Royal Oak Everclear's fault back in my defense, 2014. Okay? It was a while ago.
Oh.
It was 10 years ago.
I thought it was more recent.
No. Royal Oak's been dead for a while.
Gotcha. Okay.
Brian LaLima, you know, and Sean Salisbury, they do that interview with Dana Brown every single day. And basically, we just... I'll be honest, we go to his Twitter. This is me getting caught saying, like, I'm just looking at his Twitter all of a sudden. I said, hey, we got to recount what happened on Dana Brown's interview today. But
yeah.
Dana Brown is the Astros general manager. He joins the Astros flagship. And we do a little segment where we ask whether or not we are down with Dana B. Are you down with Dana Brown? Hit it. You down with Dana B?
This ball club's too good.
You down with Dana B?
He's pretty much giving me the steering wheel and said, hey, this is your gig.
You down with Dana B?
These guys have been out for so much of the season that it feels like we're acquiring two new players.
I guess we'll see. What did Dana Brown say on the Astros flagship today? Are you down with Dana B with what he said? Here is what Dana Brown had to say about Yordan Alvarez. Yordan did not play last night with a sprained knee. Quote, we'll have more detail on the knee sprain in a few more days once the swelling subsides. We're hoping we're going to get good news, but if we lose Yordan, we're going to need guys to step up. Oh, no. The most optimistic person when talking about Astros injuries said, if we lose Yordan, we're going to need guys to step up. This actually has now ruined what could have been the most incredible day of radio of all time because I was so excited. The Astros did it again. I'm so glad to be here covering this team. If we lose Yordan, we're going to need guys to step up. Dana Brown never brings up potential negatives. He never does.
I'm hoping that's just a timeline thing, that that's why he's bringing it up, which is still negative. Like, it wouldn't be a long term, but it doesn't sound great. It's not just because you have to wait for the swelling to go down. So you can't do anything. We're just the Astros. Ice? Everyone's in purgatory now, waiting for the swelling to go down enough to where you can get real imaging on this thing. I mean, this is kind of like essentially what happened with Kyle Tucker. Is like they couldn't MRI it for a while and there was a broken bone in there and they just didn't realize it. So like we just have to wait, I guess.
More on Yordan Alvarez from Dana Brown on the Astros flagship. When asked if Yordan could miss some of the postseason, oh God, this is not making me feel good either. Let's hope not. I don't want to think like that. Well, maybe he just doesn't want to think like that.
Yeah, he's just, you know, he's not letting the negative thoughts creep in.
Power of positive thing.
Yeah.
You ready for this Astros-centric line? I don't even want to put that in orbit.
Oof.
He said that.
Okay.
All right.
They got rid of the Space City uniforms. You don't need to do that.
I think they'll be back. I think they're just going to change them. Even though I wonder if it's finally time for purple jerseys. They did the hat drop this year.
Yeah, I'm in.
I think it might be time to, like, they've already embraced the hip-hop culture quite a bit.
The Texans are pandering so hard to the,
yeah.
As Joe said, I'm going to say it in quotation marks, hip-hop culture of Houston. So why haven't the Astros?
I think we're going to get purple jerseys.
Screw City jerseys?
Yeah.
Instead
of
Space City?
Yeah.
It is funny that they pander so much to a specific group in Houston, but they don't pander to the biggest group in Houston.
No, they do not. They
have the Los Astros. I mean, at least the Astros have the Los Astros jerseys.
I'm bringing
this back to the Texans. The Texans fans, I think, have more Hispanic fans than anyone. And they are like, yeah, let's embrace that chopped and screwed culture now. We're so Houston. It's like, well, I don't know. Maybe do some stuff on Espanol. I don't know. Just a thought.
And I still think that, like, the Los Astros, though, is just a Major League Baseball thing.
Probably.
I'm not sure it's like an Astros.
You don't think it's a Jim Crane thing?
I don't think so.
I think because don't the Dodgers do?
I think everyone does.
Los Dodgers?
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's bring it back to Dana Brown talking about Yordan Alvarez.
Oh, yeah.
He did feel better yesterday, and in just a day, he felt better, and he's walking better.
Okay. Joe Espada did say before the game, also, he and Chaz McCormick are not going to Cleveland. They're going to stay here and work with the doctors. So, I'm just going to keep rehabbing away. No reason to travel. So, I don't know if that's better or worse or
I'm
nothingness.
I don't need him on the plane.
Yeah. You might swell up more. You know, you never know. I don't really know how planes work.
You don't know how planes work?
Or how swelling works.
But they fly from one place to another.
I mean, you never know. Like, the swelling might double and swell.
Altitude.
Yeah.
You're asking, how does altitude affect swelling?
Yes. Not planes.
They generally, yeah. I mean, if you're wearing shoes, in your defense, if you're wearing shoes, your feet generally swell. Your feet feel a little tighter as the plane goes up.
Well, if you're not, you're a gross person.
What?
Are you a flip-flop guy on planes?
No.
Oh, okay. I think those people are weird.
Planes get too cold. That's more my issue. But there are some who do not care. I remember the last time I flew international, I was on Turkish Airlines, flying back from Yacht Week Croatia in 2019.
Fancy ball.
Not really. And I was sitting in, I mean, because I was sitting in this row. I was sitting in a row with, I believe, Russians.
Okay.
So it's okay to be xenophobic here, because they're invading another country. But these people did not ask me to get up and move out of the aisle. They just walked through my legs while I was asleep. And then when they got back, they took their feet, they took their shoes off, and they took their socks off, and they were like rubbing their feet on the back of the seat to like get some sort of stimulation going. Rex Ryan would have liked it. I did not.
That's strange.
It was gross.
I definitely think it's weirder, though, when you're walking, like when you're going through security. Because then you're walking barefoot as you go through security. That, to me, is kind of strange.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't, like, if you walk
you
in.
You have to take off your shoes.
You have to take off your shoes, so you have no socks on.
Wait, you got to take off your shoes at the airport?
Yeah, well, I don't have, like, pre-check.
You should get pre-check.
I don't fly enough. I probably should.
Well, it's like $50 for, like, 6 years.
I've just never done it. I know I need to.
It'll relieve so much stress.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, what, if you do travel, you're traveling with a wife, you're traveling with a kid.
Yeah, I don't know. Part of it is, like, I only fly out of hobby, and I just. Knock on wood for the next time I fly. Maybe I'll get pre-checked.
Hobby isn't as bad as Bush.
I feel like I'd never have issues at Hobby. Like, no matter what time of day I go, like, I'm never in line that long.
Bush's biggest issue now is that there's just traffic nonstop.
Yeah.
Anyway, more from Dana Brown on the Astros flagship this morning. All about Yordan Alvarez. Dana Brown on the plan for Yordan. We'll let him rest and push him back. The goal is to take the extra 5 days that he needs. He did feel a lot better yesterday. We want all our guys ready for the start of the postseason.
Okay.
I agree.
I also agree.
I would like all of our guys ready for the start of the postseason to the point where I don't even know if it's worth playing the rest of the way.
So it wasn't a good quote, but I listened to the rest of the interview. He said that I got to even see the lineup today as the game has just begun. But he said there's going to be guys who are going to get days off, but they're not all taking off. So that way they don't get out of rhythm. But you will see. He referenced Jeremy Pena right away.
Pena's out there right now, but Altuve is off.
Yeah, so I think what you're going to see is between the next four games is, my guess is, Bregman, Pena, Altuve, Yiner will all skip two of them.
Gotcha.
Is what my guess is.
Okay.
So that way. And then he was also asked, like, how tough is it to have these conversations to guys about not being on the playoff roster? He said it's not. Because they're such team guys. Mm-hmm. So they're such team guys, and they're all they care about is winning, is it's not tough.
He's saying
to
that.
Tell people.
That sounds like someone saying that because they're not going.
Joe is having to bench tough conversations?
Justin Verlander. I mean, I hear that. I don't hear Justin Verlander being left off the roster. But I do have a question. 713-780-3776 to call to text. If you are the Astros and you've had literally the worst injury luck, it feels like, of all time this year. I'm hyperbolizing, of course. How many of these guys do you play the rest of the way? Like, do you bench Kyle Tucker, who's not in there today? Do you bench Jose Altuve, who's not in there today, the rest of the year? Same thing with Pena, Bregman. What do you do with the pitchers? What is the actual strategy with the Astros now AL West champions? Galan and George, ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
Want to talk to you guys about LaBerge Lake Charles. We were just there this last weekend at the all-new and now opened ESPN Bet. They got the 24-foot video wall. It was absolutely incredible to be in there for a college football Saturday and NFL Sunday. Everybody's sweating out the Colorado game, watching the Texans game. Not a lot of sweating out of that one. And until the end, if you had the over-under. But majority of the game, I was just kind of watching what was going on. But all the games going on at once, it was a really, really cool environment to be a part of. So if you're feeling about, you know, your Astros odds for this year, and if you want to see them go to the World Series, you think they're going to, a great place to make that bet is ESPN Bet in Lake Charles. The casino's fun, of course, while you're there. I recommend going to Ember, the steakhouse, and giving that a whirl. My wife and I go pretty much every time we're there at this point and get oysters and steak or something while we're at Lake Charles. When you leave Texans, bet your Texas teams. Make sure you do it at LaBerge Lake Charles.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Those J-Bar-M wings are spicy.
Woo. They're excellent. I love when J-Bar-M brings food. They brought some great stuff today. The wings are very good. I just had my first one. I got the regular ones. I didn't get the spicy. I'm a wimp.
Yeah, I ate the spicy and I
can hear it in your voice right now.
I feel bad because I gave Sean Mapes the remainder of the champagne that we popped a bottle of earlier in the show. And
instead of getting water,
well,
you took more of the champagne.
It's a shorter walk.
What? Champagne can't wash it down?
No, you can. I mean, look, JBRM, I don't know if they want this advertisement, but champagne washes it down great.
Well, they got good brunch at J-Bar-M. Was Hoffy here today?
I didn't see, they dropped it off before I got here, actually.
Well, there's a guy who works at J-Bar-M who is named Hoffy. He rules, and he looks like Australian Bautista.
Yeah.
That's like the perfect description of him. He's the man. We're thankful for the J-Bar-M, and we're thankful to the Houston Astros, who for the seventh time in 8 years and for the fourth straight year are American League West champions. They do it this year, not like last year where it was the last game of the season where everything was determined. They do it this year with technically three, but in the midst of four games left. What do you believe in, Joe? Do you believe in resting players at the end of the year, or do you think that that rest creates rust?
I think it definitely creates rust. So that's why I think you have to do a really good blend. You know, Joe Espada has to be creative with, you know, giving guys a couple days off. But I think some of that can also be, you know, in game. You can, you know, it might, you know, if an injury were to happen, it would put you in a tough spot for that day. But let Jose Altuve go out there, make sure he gets two at-bats in any given day, and then maybe you take him out. So maybe he only plays one nine-inning game, you know, between now and the end of the season. Same with Kyle Tucker. You know, he's off today. Let him play tomorrow, full nine, and then, you know, the next 2 days, one day off, one day you play six, and then come out a little bit early. Your main guys, just let them have a little bit of a breather, so kind of a mixed bag,
okay,
I would say.
The lineup is where I feel you want to give everybody a couple of at-bats, but the biggest thing to be concerned about, biggest things, one, Jordan, that seems to have taken care of itself. I don't think we're going to see Jordan the rest of the year, regular season. We'll see about postseason, but it doesn't sound great based off of what we heard from Dana Brown today. To each their own. With Dana Brown, you always got to take everything with a grain of salt. Usually, though, it's because he's saying such positive and glowing things. The other thing is Kyle Tucker. And it does seem like Tucker is now back to 100%, or at least as close to 100% as he's going to be. But for Tucker, one at-bat a game the next three. Just make sure he doesn't feel rusty.
Yeah.
Going into the postseason. After that, Bregman, who plays so much, even with the elbow gremlins, could certainly use, I would imagine, a day or two. Altuve could use a day or two. After that, I think everybody else should play.
I would say Pena, because he's played in like 155 games or something like that.
Can you make him designated fielder so we can work on the ground balls?
It does feel like he's had a little bit of he's fixed his problems, whatever was going on. Feels like it's kind of come back to the norm of recent. But yeah, I mean, just that's why it's, you know, you got to mix in, because obviously your bench is only so deep, so you can only give so many guys days off, and you can only, you know, take them out for so many games. But one of the benefits of that, of the small benefits of the Yordan Alvarez injury, is that now your DH spot is freed up. So if you want Kyle Tucker or Bregman or Pena or Altuve to get a day and just get at bats and not be in the field, now the DH spot is cleared up for the next four or the next 3 days after today. So that kind of gives you a little bit wiggle room too.
Okay.
And what's nice about the pitching, you know, because of the way it's just going to land, Blanco, Verlander, and Arrigetti are going to most likely, right now it's for sure Blanco and Verlander. I don't think they've officially announced the last game of the season, but I believe it'll be Arrigetti. Will be the three starters. That works out perfectly because none of those three guys are pitching in the wild card round. Like none of them are. So, I mean, maybe Blanco, he's a bullpen arm. And even Arrigetti. Right. So maybe Arrigetti's not available, you know, on Tuesday, but he could be available on Thursday. So you kind of got lucky in the way just your rotation fell. So you don't have to really worry about that. And I just, for the bullpen, use Hader. I would use Hader, Abreu, and Presley no matter what at least one time in the next 4 days.
Second to last game.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Second to last game. I mean, season wraps up. Last game of the season is what, Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the wild card series start Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday, yeah.
It would be nice to get one last bit of work in before a couple of days off.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm with you there. And I think from a pitching perspective, you're right. The schedule has worked itself out. I don't think any starter should be pitching more than three innings.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I feel like this is where you use the Calebs. This is where you use all of those guys. Someone on YouTube comments, at Mac, trying to keep guys healthy, and George Kirby out there throwing chin music to Jeremy Pena. a question. Now, we want all the Astros to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But does anyone want to see the Astros squab with the Mariners today?
I think I want to wait. I tell you, get a bunch of rest days, a bunch of suspensions.
That's true. That's true. But it would be next year, probably, right?
Like No.
They don't suspend players for the playoffs.
No, but they would suspend them for the next 3 days.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, they seem to suspend people for the next year when things happen in the regular season, in the playoffs. Like, they don't like to suspend guys for playoff games.
If it was like a 5-game suspension, they would be suspended for the next 3 days and then the first 2 games of 2025.
Who do we volunteer as tribute? Who is the one that says enough is enough if George Kirby throws up and in on them again?
Who's at second base right now?
Shea Whitcomb.
There you go, buddy. That's all you, man.
That was the correct answer.
Put your dukes up.
Like, you know what I kind of need? You know, I want to see squab a little bit after the way he reacted the other day.
Who?
Greg Kessinger. Just the way he reacted after that play feels like there's something there.
There's some fire in
there. Some fire in there. We're like,
that's true.
I might not like them. I do really want them to win today's game. I do.
It would be nice to end the year 7-6 against Seattle, considering you were 10 games back of them at one point.
And while they're 2.5, like, they're still alive, and it will be hard for them. But
I don't want to see Seattle in the playoffs. I'm with you. I know what you're trying to say.
Win today. Keep Seattle out of the wild card round. Send them home.
Their pitching is just really, really good. And yeah. I mean, it's okay to admit that one of your rivals has something that's way better than you. Their starting rotation is insane. I mean, Bryce Miller being as good as he's been this year is something I did not see coming. Because you got Kirby, you got Gilbert. I mean,
Castillo. Like, they're good. They're so good.
It's an unfair pitching rotation. They don't have a great offense. That's why they're going to be out, most likely.
I can't wait to see who they trade this offseason. I think they're the most interesting team in baseball this offseason.
It's weird. Look, I know not everybody here has a good... I have a good relationship with Mariners fans, even though like now I just lose Mariners fans with every single post that I make these days. If I talk anything about the Astros, they're like, you bastard, you were just using us. I was like, yeah, I was. You were paying me to talk about your team. So, of course, I was using you. I was basically a sports talk whore, if you will. Okay? We had fun. We had a good time. But I feel bad for them. I feel bad for the fans. I do.
It could be worse.
They are way too loyal considering how terrible that ownership is. They really are.
They're a pretty good fan base.
I do feel bad for
it's hard for me to say I feel bad for anyone right now besides A's fans. Like that letter, I don't know if you
saw
guys
the letter. We talked about it yesterday. Yeah.
I mean,
it was
really, it made me want to puke. Like it was.
We were unable to accomplish our mission.
Yeah, because you're cheap, and like it's gonna get.
They never tried to accomplish it. They were gonna try to get out for a while,
and like it's gonna be worse when they go to Vegas and they start spending money. Assuming they're gonna do that, but I would assume that they're gonna go spend money in Vegas, and then all these A's fans are gonna be left with no team to root for, and they're gonna be watching the team that left them spend tons of cash. Like, I feel bad. I feel bad for them. Mariners fans, I just relate to them.
Ryan Lawson, Texas said, hey, Paul, they tried to burn down your apartment. No, Antifa doesn't care about sports. They don't believe in anything.
You never know.
I doubt there were Mariners fans.
You don't think they're like repping Mariners jerseys underneath there?
No. You see these people?
Jay Buhner fans.
These people think sports are like satanic.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, you play sports? Oh, you were athletic and good looking. Oh, disgusting cisgen. You know, like that's what those people think.
Gotcha.
Anyway, it's Galan and George. He's Joe. I am Paul. We have more audio of how wrong we were about the Astros earlier in the year. I know people want to hear it, so we'll continue to play it the rest of the way. Also, we'd be remiss if we don't play one Paul Wall's How About Them Stro song. It's the tune of the 2022 World Series. But also, if we didn't play that one guy that we used to play in the background who played the trombone cover of Paul Wall's song about the Astros, it's Galan and George. Stay put.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Galant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
The Astros are AL West champs, seventh time in 8 years. We are partying. We've got champagne in studio. We are both wearing Astros jerseys. Joe has opted for the traditional orange and blue Astros jersey. I believe it is their best current look.
I tried so hard to wear that one, the one you have on.
This is the Tequila Sunrise jersey. I bought this on eBay for $30. It is a Nolan
good
Ryan
deal.
Tequila Sunrise jersey. It is a good deal. I will say it's one of those older ones. It does not breathe at all. Wear this in the sun, you're done.
Yeah.
Really, I can't believe
really cooking.
I can't believe players used to wear jerseys like this. This is so not comfortable. I mean, it chafes my nipples. And I have tiny nipples, and it still chafes them. It's not fun. Is that a just generic orange Astros jersey?
Got my name on the back.
Oh, I didn't even see that. What number are you wearing?
18. We got...
Why 18?
Oh, so we got them made for when we announced we were pregnant.
Aww.
So Dana's has a 1 on the back for our wedding anniversary for 118. And then we got a little Astros jersey with 22 on it, with 21 on it for the year that he was born.
Aww, that's cute. I like it.
So yeah. Yeah, but I have one of those too, but we're still losing weight, so it still isn't. We're getting close. It's too love handily. So
I mean,
I was like, I'm gonna
JBRM coming in here. It's like assaulting your diet.
No, it just means I'm gonna have a salad for dinner.
Well, the salad isn't the issue. The salad is gonna is this is Paul Gallant.
Yeah, yeah.
Cooks well, eats well. Checking in. This is so we can binge drink on the weekends. The salad is gonna help you pass things. You just got to work out.
Oh yeah, yeah. I went to the gym this morning.
Good. You went to O Athletic?
Yeah, I was there this morning.
Hell yeah.
Get a little workout.
But I get annoyed when people say, "Oh, I'm eating a salad." The salad does not mean.
Oh
anything.
Yeah, no.
Doesn't mean anything.
I usually just balance it. Honestly, sometimes it's more of a convenience thing.
No doubt.
It's like mass make like a chicken like salad, and then I can change up the dressing. So usually I'd go like a salad and usually something else like for dinner.
I don't eat in a happy way. Like I'm good at cooking, but I mean, I eat the same thing every day, you know?
That's what I struggle with for the longest time.
It's tough. You have family. I totally understand it. I empathize with it.
You know what I cooked the other day for the first time? Lamb. Grilled it up.
Oh, that sounds great.
It was great. Also,
little mint leaves.
So easy. Like it grills so fast, so it was very, very, very good.
It's the one thing about lamb that's annoying is it smells. The smell does not go away.
Yeah, I can see that.
I love lamb.
Yeah.
Lamb's great. Speaking of eating, the Astros, again, AL West champions, eating up the Mariners, am I right? But someone texted in, attempted the 9-inning, 9-dog, 9-drinks challenge yesterday. It is impossible. You, sir, need a salad because it's going to be tough to pass things through.
I think it used to be possible, but that's one of the things that before the pitch clock. I mean, think about it. Like,
so you're saying the big issue for this guy wasn't the size of his stomach; it was the time of the game.
Yeah, yeah, the game's too fast now.
Like 20 seconds between pitches.
Yeah, I mean, it's just. I mean, look, and it's hard. Like, you can't. You really do an Astros game because sometimes they have 5-pitch innings when they're at bat because they're so aggressive. So, like, you know, before the pitch clock. That was a feasible challenge. Now I don't think it is.
Oh, my God. That's a riot. I did think that was really funny. That one of the big complaints about the pitch clock was, I'm not going to be able to eat and drink at the game. And you still could. And by the way, it's probably for the best. These things cost way too much. I wonder what 9 dogs, 9 drinks would cost.
I feel like you got to do it at home.
I mean, are we talking beers?
What's dollar dog night? So I guess
it was dollar dog night
because it's Tuesday, right? So at least that's only $9.
Yeah, but how many drinks are we talking about? You're talking El Tiempo margaritas. This was a $500 bill.
It's probably 9 beers, but even then, that's
That's like 13 to 18 a beer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I don't know what the cost is. I just know it's outrageously priced.
I'm assuming it's like 13 right now.
That's like $80 or $90.
It's at least 100.
13 times 9.
9 dogs plus 9
$126 pre-tax. If it's $13 a beer.
Plus the tickets themselves. I guess it was a Tuesday night, so maybe not the most expensive game. We got another text, and I don't like this text for a couple of reasons. a text. Can we sabotage the Mariners plane for the return trip home? Whoa. Whoa.
Guys.
First off, that's not cool. Okay? We don't want to wish harm on the Astros' enemies. But second off, leave it to Boeing.
I mean, maybe this texture just means what happened at Jacksonville, where they just couldn't leave wherever they played on Monday night for like a couple extra hours.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what they mean.
I've been stuck at a Buffalo airport on a delay for a couple of hours.
Oh, not really?
Not fun, yeah.
What's that airport like?
I didn't go into the airport. We just had to land because we ran out of gas. Yeah, that sucked. That was around Christmas time. But yeah, guess what, by the way, guys? You know where Boeing's based?
Seattle.
Yeah.
And Chicago.
Speaking of blowing 10-game leads, imagine being like the preeminent, you know, aerospace company in the United States, and now all of a sudden you can't even get astronauts back from space until February.
One day they'll get back.
I hope. I hope for them. I mean, listen, the Mariners...
I mean, look, I watched Ludacris and
Tyrese
fly to space last night, okay? They're in space currently. That's where I paused.
Okay.
So they're still...
Wait.
He's pandering. He's pandering to us, but I like it.
No, I told you, I'm watching all of it. So I'm on 9 right now. And I had to go to soccer practice. So.
Watch it 8 more times. All of them.
This is like I've seen this one a bunch of times.
I was gonna say you had soccer practice at 6. You already said you fell asleep at like 8:30.
Yeah, but my dental procedure was done at like
I'm just
11:30.
This clock does not add up. Just like Paul playing video games for 12 hours straight from 5 PM last night. Is it evening? I don't know. Till 5:30 in the morning today. Yeah. Just like that doesn't add up. But being honest, none of what you've said, like, I'm concerned about your sleeping habits.
All of that makes no sense. I was off during the day because I was, you know,
my whole
mouth was numb, so I couldn't do anything. So I was just sitting at home by myself. I didn't have the kid. He was with his babysitter.
Oh wow!
So I was just hanging out watching Fast and the Furious.
Sober?
I mean, I was numbed.
But they just gave you a numbing agent. They didn't give you any of the stuff that they give you for your wisdom teeth.
No, laughing gas. No, just numbed, which is the worst because I hate needles. I'm like terrified of them.
Well, you can't see that needle.
But I could like see them like
you know
getting.
Doing
I could see them getting it ready, so I was like closing my eyes. I was like, "Are you done yet?"
Oh, that's not fun.
Yeah, because I don't want to see it go in or around my mouth because I don't like needles, long needles.
Okay.
Little needles are fine, a.k.a. tattoo needles, but...
That's not what she said.
It's true.
713-780-3776 to call, to text. You could join on YouTube. You could join on Twitch. So we gotta play the Paul Wall song. And that's the song that was played the last time they won the World Series. Now, they haven't won a World Series since then, but we got to play the Paul Wall song. We got to play the trombone version of the Paul Wall song. And we got to play some old takes that did not age well for Joe and me. It's Gallant and George, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Stay put.
Sam Knight, Wild Wild Baby. Say, man, how about them strolls, baby?
They say if you ain't got no haters, then you ain't got nothing popping. But in one face, that has never been an option. The seas make it clutch, city never stopping.
Now back to Paul Gallant and Joe George, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
About them strolls. So
slow.
No, it's not.
It's good.
Not enough O's.
Yeah.
I remember way back before they tried to disrespect Mattress Mack.
How dare they?
Should have never done that. But we showed up and showed out and showed love back.
Thanks, Paul Wall. I think this is Paul Wall's best song. I know a lot of people will say, Paul, you're an idiot when it comes to music. And they might be right. But Dusty Baker won it all. Paul Wall saluting our seniors.
Our seniors.
What?
Or just our champions.
How about them, Strohs?
About them.
How about them Strohs? How about them Strohs?
It's kind of... Don't
How about them Strohs?
There's like a little McDonald's ringtone to it in the beginning.
I really wonder how many of... How much of this song, like from a percentage perspective, is just O noises? And not the O noises from the guy in Office Space. I mean, how much of that song is just...
Oh, 30%. 40%?
I
think it's at least 30.
I think it's trending towards 30. I don't know if it's quite there, but someone's got to do the math.
I will give them credit that this was posted on November 12th, 2022. The Astros won the World Series on November 5th. 2022. So they turned this thing around in a week.
It's a music video production, too.
They got a full music video done in a week.
When you were starting to say the date, I was nervous for a moment that they started recording it well in advance, and that bummed me out because I was like, oh, man, that's one of those things that I would have given another team a lot of crap for. But nope, no. They did it the right way.
No, maybe they wrote some of it. You know, they got some lyrics on the whiteboard. You know, they're like, okay, so we definitely want to do How about them Strohs? Remember way back when they disrespected Mattress Mack.
I like how that's the first lyric.
It's the most important.
Philadelphians being drunk a-holes to a mattress salesman. Yeah. It is borderline 90s.
I feel like they had most of it done
before. I don't think so. No, I remember people were telling me that hey, there's a music video.
They did shoot.
There's
it
a music
after.
Video being shot, and they I think blocked roads in a couple of parts of town in East Downtown.
Yeah, I think they shot some of it during the parade.
Sounds right.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
Another day that's a little bit fuzzy.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I went to we did the show at Cobos.
Okay.
That was fun. Loved the guys at Cobos. And then we walked down to the parade. By the time we got to the parade was done. So then afterwards, walked around a little bit, and one of my friends said, hey, let's go to Shot Bar.
Ooh.
Which is a place I used to go to regularly when I was a young man, back in the days of Royal Oak's existence as well. Shot Bar used to be something else. I don't even know if it exists anymore.
It does.
It does.
I was in its parking lot the other day.
Good for them.
Isn't it right by Bottle Blonde?
No.
Isn't that Shop Bar?
No.
Or is a place called Shop Bar right there?
No.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's not then.
No. Shop Bar is Midtown. Midtown is overrun by tumbleweeds now. You walk around there, it's like...
Gotcha.
You're going to see more homeless people than people that are out there and about. But no. Bottle Blonde, not a fan. Not a fan.
No?
Not a fan.
Why not for that one?
Because I got kicked out for being sarcastic to a security
guard. I know,
you
told that story. Oh, I don't remember you told it on air.
I did not tell it on the air, but whatever. Okay. Bottle Blonde can kiss my ass. It's not that good. It's not that good. Oh, you have attractive bartenders. Great. Cool. Literally everywhere in Houston does.
So does Hooters.
You're right. And they're friendlier there.
That's true.
They're friendlier at Hooters. Or Twin Peaks, though I don't like Twin Peaks either because I kept getting my car towed from their parking lot. Speaking of getting kicked out. That's even more ridiculous story. I'm just going to stop. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Paul Wall.
Yeah.
How about them Strohs? I mean, it's probably the anthem of the Houston Astros other than the Astros cocaine song. But something that we were doing after the Astros won the World Series, Joe, in 2022 is there's a person on YouTube, and I got to give him his proper credit, but this man did a trombone cover of How About Them Strohs by Paul Wall. I'm sorry, it's one of the funniest songs. It's Adam Jeans.
My favorite part is you can hear the music video playing in the background.
Well, it's good because he needed that. It's the best. I know the Twitch loves this more than anything.
They're so excited right now. They finally started stopping yelling at us.
Yeah, they're mad.
Can we make this the show intro for until after they win the World Series?
We could. We could change it.
I think we just change it to the
we
bone.
We could change it.
Let's just go with the bone for...
How about them Stros? How about them Stros? It's Paul Wall's best. I know you guys are haters because you think that Paul Wall's done better. He hasn't. Paul Wall's never done anything greater than writing that song and inspiring this.
Oh my god. Now I really wish he would have been on our show instead of with John and Lance.
I do too.
When he was on.
I would have brought in a trombone and started playing it for him.
I think it was on the phone. But...
Didn't even get him in studio. Come on, Paul Wall.
He was busy.
Don't you remember way back when they tried to disrespect Petrusman?
What a moment in time. That line specifically is like a time capsule to, I guess, November 2nd. Of 2022, where Mattress Mack gets yelled at and does like a press tour about it.
just brings back fond memories of when the Astros were World Series champions. Maybe we're going to manifest that right now. Adonis says this got us through the Astros season last year. Twitch is having a good time. Ryan Lawson, Texas, does not like it. Some other folks do not like it as well. By the way, It's not going to be for everyone. It's 153. By the way, you know what we haven't talked about today? And I'm really happy about it. Houston Texans.
Yeah.
The Houston Texans are a timeout! I had a segment planned for them today, and I thought to myself at 11:15 this morning, I'm like, no. We're not doing that.
Yep, they're back in timeout.
They are still little brother. Still little brother. No matter how bad they want to be big brother, they are still little brother. And look, I like football way better than I like baseball. I would prefer, because I think I know more about football than I know about baseball, to talk about football. But the Astros are the top dog in town. They still are. And they are doing what you expect them to do, where the Texans are going into Minnesota, playing Sam Darnold and the Vikings, and getting their asses kicked.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel any differently watching the Jaguars get smoked on Monday Night Football, Joe, about the Texans' chances this coming Sunday?
I think I know we'll do our pick six on Friday, and I think the lines moved to like 6.5 already, opened at 4.5. I'm probably still going to pick the Texans to cover just because I'm going to stand by my Doug Peterson gets fired on Sunday take.
Man. I feel...
I mean, to get... just. To be like that pathetically, to play that pathetically against the Bills, the Texans won by 3 touchdowns on Sunday. I just don't.
I'm envious of you having that feeling. I want to believe that. I think it's going to be a claw them out, scratch them out kind of game. And I feel like the Texans are going to once again frustrate us, even if they win.
Yeah, I think it's more of a Jags take than it is a Texans take. It's hard. It's hard this game because I think you're right also. Like, but I just don't respect Jacksonville at all.
Well, who does respect Jacksonville as a city, you know? I mean, they hosted a Super Bowl. Can you believe that? We've only hosted 2 times as many Super Bowls at NRG Stadium.
It's true.
As Jacksonville. I guess 3 times technically because there was a Super Bowl at Rice Stadium, but yeah, they held a Super Bowl there. It was terrible. I was at it. I went there. Went to school the next day. Shout out to me. Legend. Hero.
Like school back? You went back up to Syracuse?
No. I was, I'm not that old. I'm not that young. My bad. No, I was in high school.
Oh, okay. I didn't know when.
It's my sophomore year of high school.
I didn't know when the Super Bowl in Jacksonville was.
It was Super Bowl 39. It was Patriots-Eagles.
Gotcha. Okay.
My stepdad is an Eagles fan. I am a Patriots fan. But the real reason we went was because Paul McCartney played at halftime.
Oh.
And my mother loves Paul McCartney.
Gotcha.
I might have been named after Paul McCartney.
That's okay.
No, I don't really. The Beatles are growing on me as I get older. And
growing.
But I'm not really a big Beatles guy.
Really?
No.
Of all the music tastes, I thought that's one that you would be like in on.
They're
I love the Beatles.
They're good. They're just everyone's like, whoa. I don't know if I'm there with them.
Yeah, I just like I was like I grew up on it. Like not even my parents. Like my cousin, like he loved it, and he was going to SIU when I was living in Carbondale, Southern Illinois University. And just like had it on all the time. So I've loved the Beatles since I was young.
Okay.
But that makes sense why you would go to see Paul McCartney. It's funny it's like that people go to a Super Bowl to see a halftime act, but that is like the one that I feel like that would Prince, Paul McCartney. Like nowadays, like no offense like Eminem, Snoop Dogg and those guys, like and I love that halftime show. I can't imagine people were going to that Super Bowl for that.
Well, yeah, this is the live experience of a concert is different now.
Yeah.
Like, man, now we're really getting into old man mode. But I know when I was on my trip in Colorado and hanging out with my mom, my stepdad, and some of their closest friends, that we were watching like old concert music videos. And they showed Lynyrd Skynyrd in concert playing Freebird, and there's like 100,000 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking to myself, like, damn, like we don't really get something like that that often unless it's some sort of huge, massive festival. Like, the idea of a concert approaching six figures is a rarity outside of, I think, George Strait at Aggieland.
Like, yeah.
I think that's probably the last time we got that close for a
probably
a
Taylor
concert.
Swift overseas, I would imagine.
Yeah, but it doesn't count.
Has done some of that stuff.
It doesn't. The overseas doesn't count. Not real people.
I'm sure Taylor Swift's got 100,000 crowd in her here.
Build a wall.
Yeah, build it.
Yeah, build it over the ocean so that Taylor Swift can't fly overseas. Taylor Swift is our greatest natural resource. They should have to pay us taxes for Taylor Swift.
Okay,
she's our possession.
You listen to Ryan Russillo's podcast on Monday?
I don't have ears. Yes, I did listen, yeah.
You heard the Todd McShay spin zone of why Travis Kelce
he's out of shape. I totally agree with it.
Taylor Swift?
We actually brought it up yesterday.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
on it. Kelce, by the end of the year, though, he's going to be ready to go.
Yeah, but just not right. He's not ready right now.
Not
he's
now.
Just, he's partying.
That's for sure.
Taylor Swift, bring him down.
He's Joe George. I'm Paul Gallant. Sean Mapes is behind the glass. The Astros are AL West champions for the seventh time in 8 years. And we killed them earlier this year. Whoops. We will get to some more audio of us putting the Astros in the dirt. Stick around.
We'll talk to you guys about O Athletic. OAthletic.com, 767 North Shepherd in the Heights. And you can check them out on O Athletic on Instagram as well. They got over 100 classes per week that they offer you. You can go early in the morning, go late at night, and they vary. You know, whatever class you want to try out from a, you know, weightlifting, agility training, or you just want to, you know, dip your toes into some Brazilian jiu-jitsu and boxing to kind of introduce some new workout styles into your life. You can do all that at O Athletic. You can sign up for a personal trainer. I recommend Cam just because that's who I work out with. Whether it's 1 to 5 times a week, they'll work around your schedule for that as well. O Athletic is the gym for me. It should be the gym for you. And don't wait till 2025 to get started. Check them out, oathletic.com.